Keeping the Christmas mystery sacred and at the heart of family life was the focus of Pope Benedict's Wednesday audience as he ushered in the beginning of a festive season here at the Vatican. Emer McCarthy reports.
Queues started forming around St. Peter's before dawn in anticipation of Pope Benedict's final general audience before Christmas.
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is at hand. Come, let us adore him.
As was to be expected, Wednesday's catechesis focused on the Christmas mystery and the need for Christians of goodwill worldwide to defend it from corruption.
In these last days of Advent, the liturgy invites us to draw close to the stable of Bethlehem, contemplating in awe the birth of the Redeemer. Full of joy and thanksgiving, we recall how the Creator of the universe, out of love, came to dwell among us. For many centuries, Israel had awaited the Messiah, imagining him as a powerful and victorious leader. Instead, the Savior was born in absolute poverty, and the true light who enlightens all people was not accepted by his own. Do we still await the Savior?
Pope Benedict said that today many consider God irrelevant, even an obstacle to success.
Today many consider God irrelevant, an obstacle to success. Even believers sometimes seek tempting but illusory shortcuts to happiness. And yet, perhaps even because of this confusion, humanity seeks a Savior and awaits the coming of Christ, the one true Redeemer.
The Pope affirmed that we Christians, through our witness against those who offer a cheap salvation, defend the truth of Christmas, which, he says, Christ brings to every person of goodwill.
Let us then with Mary and Joseph prepare to open our hearts to the Lord who is at hand. Do not be distracted by the trappings. Be watchful and pray. In this way, our homes will welcome Jesus with faith and love. May this final days of Advent be full of spiritual wonder to you and your loved ones, especially those who may be in difficulty or suffering. I extend my best wishes for a happy and holy Christmas.